It's been a year since the state Supreme Court found Illinois' big pension law unconstitutional. Here's an update on attempts to pass a new proposal. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. Lawmakers' goal is to reduce the state's expenses for its vastly underfunded pensions. The court says it's illegal to do it by reducing an employee's retirement benefits. Senate President John Cullerton and Governor Bruce Rauner think they have a way around that. But Cullerton says the Senate hasn't voted on it for a reason.
It's very difficult to pass a pension bill with union opposition, and I can empathize with the folks from AFSCME who don't know what their salary is going to be for the next 4 years or what their health care package is going to be. So it's kind of difficult to ask them to sacrifice their pensions when we don't even know what their contract is.
Rauner literally laughed at the notion.
I love John. That comment's kind of goofy. I mean, here's the issue. He's advocated for pension reform. I'm advocating his plan. That has nothing to do with any particular round of contract negotiations. They're not related.
Contract negotiations between the state's largest public workers union and the Rauner administration are stalled. I'm Amanda Vinicky.